We'll close the discussion about HPD's policy of homeless disruptions with perspective from Scott Morishige, the governor's coordinator on homelessness.
I know for the state, we've taken the position that we're temporarily suspending enforcements that might impact homeless individuals with our state Department of Transportation, Department of Land and Natural Resources, because we know that shelter capacity is limited, and we also want to be very mindful of the CDC guidance. But at the same time, we know that HPD has a very important responsibility to keep the public safe, and we want to respect the decisions that they're making and kind of work with them. And we also want to do what we can to minimize disruption of encampments during this time. So we're trying to do what we can on our own part, but also work with HPD, work with the other parts of the system, knowing that they have an obligation to enforce the laws and rules in front of them. We're going to continue to work with them to make sure as they do so that our outreach workers and our state staff are able to continue to make connections with homeless people and continue to connect them to the resources that are available. But I do have concern when I hear stories shared from service providers about homeless individuals that are cited repeatedly for the same violation. That is something that's concerning. But I also know that, you know, HPD has to apply the law equally. So we also want to respect the judgment calls that they're making out in the field.
Do you think there was a net increase of homeless on the street as a result of previous prison releases that we had here?
I don't think we have any hard numbers to show that, but I think anecdotally, I've heard a number of people make that observation. I think what's been happening as people are moved out of the parks and moved out of other areas, undoubtedly homelessness has become more visible. You can more clearly see those who are experiencing unsheltered homelessness right in front of you. Versus in the past, I think people may have been able to be in these parks or closed areas where they're not visible to all of us. I think that shows even more why it's really critical that we continue to support the homeless service providers and the work that they do so that they can do that work safely and that they're able to continue to make these personal connections with people, because that's really what it's going to take for us to continue to see forward movement. And I mean, just anecdotally, when I talk to Laura from Partners in Care, and I talk to folks from Bridging the Gap on the neighbor islands, both of them have reported that we've seen more people placed into permanent housing in the month of April during the pandemic than we had prior to that. So that's a positive sign to me that despite everything going on, we're seeing actually more permanent housing placements. We need to continue to have that focus.
You know, in other cities, of course, they've commandeered hotels and the other buildings to put people in so they could isolate safely. Are we in that process?
Those conversations are happening, and I know that, you know, we're looking at how we can increase the space available for isolation and quarantine on Oahu. I think we also want to be mindful that if we create a temporary place for people to go, that we don't forget that the ultimate goal is to get them connected to something stable in the long term, right? Other cities like San Francisco right now, I was reading an article, they have all of these people that they've transitioned to hotels. And now the question is, well, where do you move these people to once the agreement for the hotel ends, right? And so I think we want to be mindful of that. And we're not just looking at the short term, but we're looking what are the opportunities for people in the long term. One of the great things is that Partners in Care has this landlord engagement program where they're doing exactly that. They're reaching out to realtors, landlords, property managers, building this inventory of units. And as these increased federal resources come online, ideally, we'll be able to pair the subsidies that come in through these federal programs with the housing inventory that Partners in Care is identifying. So that's one thing. The other thing is that we need to continue to build out our mental health system so that for those who are really sick, who need more intensive treatment or more intensive personal care, we have units that are able to do that.
Really is personal relationships, both on the landlord end and on the other end.
This work really comes down to people, right?
Yeah. At this point, do you think we've had a net increase in homeless on the street as a result of COVID-19?
We don't have exact numbers, but like I said, I think that homelessness is increasingly more visible. we're prepared when we have our next point in time count to potentially see an uptick in the numbers for a variety of different factors. Not only do we have this public health pandemic going on, but we're also seeing a real adverse impact to our economy, where a lot of the resources, at least state general fund resources that previously supported a lot of these efforts, is potentially at risk moving forward. So I think we need to do what we can now, because we're not sure if we're going to have the same amount of state resources moving forward. Now, although we have federal money coming in the short term, that money is very time limited. I think that's also why we need to continue to have the focus on what we can do now and continue to think outside the box about what we can do with the resources we have. We may not have additional state resources coming to the table anytime soon, because not only do we have this public health crisis, we also have an economic crisis, and we need to be very mindful of that. The one silver lining in all of this is we really are seeing greater coordination, greater collaboration, and people really actively working together, talking to each other several times a day, calling each other, whether it's night or weekend, everybody just doing what they can to serve the need in the community, because we all see that there's a great need in the community right now, and we're all willing to do what we need to do to come together to meet it. And I think that's such a positive thing to see that happening.
Scott Morishige is the governor's coordinator on homelessness. There are calls in this community for leadership, oversight. Meanwhile, on the ground, there is service leadership every day. Community groups, churches, individuals online, people who make that extra phone call or just drive up and offer food and clothing. In Hawaii, it's a kākou thing.